Project Echo. Your experience of this story may be inhibited by your linear perspective on time. We apologize for the inconvenience. Episode
18th. I know that maybe I should have given over the deck of tarot cards, but it just felt like too good a lead, so I kept it. And I made another jump. This one, it felt a little bit easier, maybe. I think maybe the longer I hold on to it, the better a lead it's going to be. Besides, you told me that time protocol is up to my discretion. So, I made that choice. I discretioned. Yeah. I was still feeling really shaken up from what had happened at the research center. And to be honest, I was pretty hungry too. So I decided to get a bite to eat. I saw this diner. It was really cute, vintage looking. I still had the petty cash that she'd given me for meals. So I decided to go in. It seems like a really good place to get a bite to eat. Maybe it's just because I was really hungry, but I feel like I should have sensed the time loop.
Set me free, come on, little girl. All you gotta do is set me free.
Hey, is there anything else I can get for you?
Oh, this was delicious, thank you.
Looks like you were hungry.
I really was, yeah.
Cool. Just a check then?
Yes.
Wonderful. I've got that right here. Cash or credit?
Cash, please.
Wonderful. Here you go.
Great. Thank you so much.
And cool. Do you need any change?
No. You keep the change.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a good day, okay?
You too.
Set me free. Come on.
Hey, how you doing?
So good. This was delicious. Thank you.
Anything else I can get you?
No. I think this was it.
Wow. It looks like someone was hungry.
I really was.
Just a check then?
Yes.
You like cash or credit?
Cash, please.
Okay. Here you go.
Thanks.
Any change?
No. You keep the change.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Well, you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too.
Set me free. Come on, little girl. All you gotta do is set me free.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. This was delicious. Probably more than I thought I needed, but
anything else I can get for you?
No, I think I'm good.
Looks like someone was hungry, am I right?
Well, yeah, I ate what I could. I was really hungry.
So just to check then?
Yes.
Cash or credit?
Cash, please.
Wonderful. Here you go. Got the bill right here for you.
Thank you.
Would you like any change with that?
Actually, yes. Can I get the change back?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, of course. I'll be right back.
Okay, thank you.
Set me free. Come on, little girl.
Hey, how's it going here?
Good. This was delicious, but it was a lot.
Anything else I can get for you?
No, I think I'm pretty good. Very full.
It looks like someone was hungry today.
I ate what I could. I felt hungry before, or I thought I was hungry, and then I started eating, and it was like I turned out I was less.
So just to check then.
Hungry? Yeah. A check sounds good.
Cash or credit?
We'll do cash. Oh. I'm so sorry. This is really embarrassing. I don't think I have enough. Is there like an ATM?
Well, how much money do you have left? Maybe we can make something work out okay. How does that sound? Why don't you just give me whatever you got left, and we'll call it square.
Okay. Here you go.
Oh, yeah, this is plenty. Listen, I get to give away a free meal every day, so, like, we'll just call it a half meal. I'll give someone else a half off. Mm-hmm. Why don't I get you out of here? Come on, let me help you
out. Okay. Thanks.
All right, come back and visit us anytime.
Right.
And do you want, like,
what?
A mint?
What was that?
Well, sorry, what was what?
That there was a noise in the kitchen?
Oh, that's the dishwashers listen to soccer really loud on a radio. Uh-huh. You know, it just kind of gets distorted in the echoey kitchen. Can I get you anything else on your way out? Did you bring a coat?
You know, no. That noise, I would really like to go thank them because the meal, it was so delicious.
Oh, we definitely can't have you.
Did you have a coat?
Can I get you a coat or something?
You know, to make up for the meal. It's just I could do something.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I really can't let you back there.
Move. Free. What the fuck?
Back into that kitchen. I know that other agents have said that it was impossible for them to describe when they saw spaces where the entity had been, and I never really got it. But having seen that kitchen, I really don't know. I get it. It was just... And over there, and then the dark, it was kind of like the hole in the bank vault, but just infinitely worse. It was everywhere, but nowhere, and blinding, but also just so dark and deafening, but the silence was horrifying. It was... Hey, where are you going? Get back here! Get back here! Okay. No use in running.
I didn't do anything.
How...
I'm just a waiter.
Do you know what that was back there?
It seemed like a really big kitchen.
No, you know, when I walked in there, I had enough petty cash. I have enough petty cash for a bunch of meals, and I don't have it anymore. You know why?
I don't know. Irresponsible spending habits?
Yeah. Do you know what a time loop is, kid?
No.
I don't think you're telling me the truth.
All right, listen. Do you want your money back? You could have your money back. Just leave me the fuck alone.
But I need you to tell me how. Did you know you knew you were stuck in a time loop?
Okay. Yes. Just shut. Stop fucking screaming it. Okay. This is a good fucking gig for me. Jesus. Fine.
Jesus.
Just you can have your money back. This is a good gig for me. Okay.
What do you mean a good gig?
What do you mean what I mean a good gig? I serve people once and I get them to pay me everything they've got.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you know how many times I've asked cash or credit today? 322. I count now.
So you knew this. How did you start this time?
Listen, the people in the diner for a little while just kept asking for the same things over and over again. They didn't know what was happening. And then... I just started to, you know, give him a second check and a third check. And then I went into the kitchen one day and whatever the fuck was back there was back there, but it wasn't fucking with me, so I didn't fuck with it. The meal still came out, and I just collected the tips, okay?
So you didn't speak with it, or get any, hear anything, or did you interact with it?
It doesn't speak, really. It's just, I mean, you could hear it, right? It's the fucking bagpipes over. I don't know how anyone in the restaurant can get anything done.
When did this all start?
Listen, lady, you said it yourself. I've been in a time loop. I don't know how long ago this was. Weeks? Months? Fucking, I don't know. But my bank account is flush right now. That's what I know, okay?
Jesus. Did you say bagpipe music?
Can't you fucking hear this shit?
Bagpipe music.
It's been playing on fucking loop ever since I got stuck in this time.
Bagpipe music. All right, you know what? I will be back. I will be back for you. And I'm going to close this time loop. Okay?
Can you just, like, wait a couple months? Because, like, I'm trying to pay for college.
Look, I got bagpipes. Okay. You know what? I will be back. You stay here. And you better stop stealing from those people. I am in charge of the time protocol. And you, yeah, okay? You know what?
Do you want to try that again, but a little bit more convincingly?
Oh, I'll be back for you. Bye.
Idiot forgot her cash.
The preceding audio recordings were recovered, assembled, and edited for your enjoyment by Many Sided Media. To support these efforts, head to patreon.com/manysidedmedia.
GameFound is inviting you to participate in their second RPG party, a curated event designed to help indie TTRPG creators bring their projects to life through crowdfunding. Whether you're working on a zine, a 600-page collection of tomes, or something more esoteric, this is a unique opportunity to move forward with real support, visibility, and expert feedback. Applications will be reviewed by a panel of judges from GameFound and industry partners like Darrington Press, Modiphius Entertainment, Free League Publishing, and Magpie Games. 15 to 25 projects will be selected to receive workshops with industry experts, marketing support, one-on-one mentorship, and a community of fellow designers to grow together. Open call for submissions lasts from May 5th to 26th, and crowdfunding goes live this fall. Let this be the push you need to manifest your game in the physical realm. It's going to be challenging, there's going to be stress, and if you're able to put in the work, it's going to be so incredibly rewarding. Go to gamefound.com/blog for more information and to submit your project today.
This episode was brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I'm a huge fan of post-apocalyptic world building, so I recommend starting with their piece, We Can't Stop Watching the World End, which talks about properties like GLaDLands, Fallout, and Silo, and what they have to say about humanity and our ability to imagine a world after the apocalypse. But any piece on World Builders Club is going to be a great read for those of us who love to imagine better worlds. So join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing at bit.ly/WBC Many Sided or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.